And when the Canadian Blood Donor Clinic in Prince George shuts its doors today, it will be for the last time. After 17 years, the clinic is shutting down permanently. CBC's Andrew Curiata brings us this story.
All right, so Surjeet, we're going to do the same thing you've done the last 67 times.
Yeah. Surjeet Menhas fills out a familiar form. For the last 20 years, he's been a regular at the Prince George Blood Donor Clinic. He's motivated to give by his faith.
Oh, I believe in service to the humanity is the service to the God. So help other people, you know, that's, I guess, the purpose of life, you know.
This is the last time Surjeet will make a donation here. After 17 years, the Prince George Blood Clinic is shutting down. Canadian Blood Services says the money it costs to operate would be better spent trying to attract new donors in larger cities like Vancouver and Kelowna. But for people like Surjeet, the news is devastating.
Because it's just like a family over here. I was feel disgusted, you know, and real sorry, you know, that we can't give any more over here, you know. So it's sad.
Rowena Mills is resting after making her last donation. Her motivations for giving are personal. When Rowena was just 19 years old, a stranger's blood saved her mother's life.
It was a routine day surgery, but there was an unexpected bleed and she lost a lot of blood.
Today, Rowena has another motivation as well. You can hear him talking in the background.
And I have two little boys of my own, so they have the same blood type as me. And I like to donate because I always think that it could help them someday or other people's children.
Between pregnancies, Rowena hasn't been able to donate as much as she'd like. And it upsets her that this is the last chance she'll get.
It just makes me sad that it's a way that I can't give back to my community and give back to other people who might lose their loved ones. And it's a good feeling to know that you might be able to help other people that way.
Sitting nearby, Gordon Davis agrees.
Unfortunately, it's my 24th. I was hoping for my 25th, at least. But that's not going to happen.
Gordon has personal reasons for giving as well.
I started doing it for my father-in-law because he was in the hospital, needed blood and all that, and I figured, well, I'll pay back for him.
Holly Broderick is the clinic supervisor here. She's worked at this clinic since it opened and says it's still hard to believe her time here is coming to an end.
Well, it's been pretty devastating for the staff, for our donors, volunteers, and the community as a whole. For the Northern BC, this is a real loss.
17 people are losing their job at the end of this week. It's been tough, but Holly says the support from the public has been overwhelming.
They've been coming in and crying with us and bringing us cards and food and balloons and flowers, and, you know, they're amazing.
Canadian Blood Services says demand for blood across the country has gone down. But there are certain donors who are still sought after. People like Ray Trudell, whose blood is O negative, a universal donor.
Actually, I started in high school when I lived in Ontario. They had a blood donor clinic there, and that was my first time giving blood. And I thought it was a great idea, so I did so and tried to give as often as I could.
Prince George is the only blood donation clinic anywhere in northern British Columbia. And once it closes, the closest location will be an irregular clinic in Kamloops, a five-hour drive away. That's a trip Ray says he's not likely to make.
If there was another clinic in Quesnel, you could go there. But for us, you know, unless you're traveling and you make a point to go to Kelowna or Vancouver, when are you going to be able to give blood?
Leaning back in a chair, Surjeet Menhas is now relaxing as the blood of his final donation flows out of his veins. He says he feels physically fine, but emotionally?
Emotionally a little bit down, you know. Yeah. But I will get a chance if any time I go Vancouver, maybe then find place over there.
In the short time since Surjeet arrived here, a steady stream of donors has come through the doors. So have gifts for the women losing their jobs, flowers and balloons from people all over the community. When Surjeet came in, he brought a tray of samosas from a friend who told him that if she can't give blood today, she'd like to give something else. For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Curiata in Prince George.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and for all of those who were at the Blood Donor Clinic yesterday. The Blood Donor Clinic in Prince George is open today again, the final day. It's open until 6 p.m. The Canadian Blood Services is closing three permanent clinics across the country. The other two are in Newfoundland and Nova Scotia. They say the cost of service for the smaller locations is simply too high. A petition to save the clinic in Prince George is available online.